How do you like your eggs in the morning? I hope you like them freshly laid with yolks the color of marketing gold.
Oh, there you are. I've been waiting for you so we can get started. Because here's what I've got coming up for you this week. Why you can't run a marathon carrying an anchor. The most powerful marketing question to ask any lead. And my guest expert this week will tell you how to do marketing within the CIS security framework. Welcome to episode 253.
Powered by MSPMarketingEdge.com. Paul Green's MSP Marketing Podcast.
So you and I as business owners, we're in this for the long run, right? Whether this is your first year in business or your 30th, you know that owning a business is a marathon and not a sprint. So that being said, why do we constantly make life hard for ourselves? Far too many MSPs decide to run the marathon while carrying an anchor. It's nuts! Let's talk about why we do this and how to give ourselves a much easier life, yet still achieving the things that we want from our business. So I was listening to this book a few months back. It was written by the guy who built up the Burger King chain back in the 1950s and 60s. If you're interested, it's called The Burger King. It was okay, not the most instructive business book in the world, but I do believe you can get huge value from any book as long as you get one big idea from it. Do you agree with me on that? Anyway, my big takeaway from this book was a phrase I've never heard before, but I instantly understood what it meant. It was that business owners make life hard for themselves by running a marathon while carrying an anchor. And I completely relate to this, do you? It means that even though we know it's not a sprint race and we know we have to keep going for years and years and years, we seem to nobble ourselves in as many ways as we can. Perhaps it's by continuing to work 60 hours a week, despite being surrounded by very competent staff who are actually looking for more things to do. Or perhaps it's by not taking enough vacation, enough holiday time each year, which means that when we do take a break, we're utterly exhausted. Or perhaps it's by thinking too small. There are many ways that we hold ourselves back. And don't think that this is just an MSP thing. All business owners everywhere, in all sectors, do exactly the same thing. But the thing is, the clues to long-term success are there if you go looking for them. Just listen back to any of the fantastic interviews that I've done in the MSP Marketing Podcast over the last 5 years, and you'll hear very, very successful people talking about how they broke out of the hell phase of running a business, where you're trapped doing 60 hours a week, and they entered a new phase where they're working primarily on the business rather than in it. And often the massive growth of their business starts to happen at exactly that moment. And this is not really a surprise. There is a direct correlation. So let me ask you, maybe it's worth you pausing this podcast or this YouTube video to ask yourself this question. What do you do to hold yourself back? What's the anchor that you're carrying during your marathon? The first step is to identify it, label it as what it is, and then dedicate yourself to finding ways to eliminate it. Maybe it's a mindset issue. Maybe it's a workload issue. Maybe it's a resourcing issue. You can't fix these things until you know what the problem is. Then you can take proactive action to eliminate the problem. Let me finish with one more quote from that book, and I am paraphrasing here, but this is the right sentiment. The greatest gift we can give ourselves as business owners is positivity, and that comes out of taking action against our problems. I love that, don't you? Come on then, let's do it, you and me. Let's take some action.
Paul Green's MSP Marketing Podcast, still to come.
So you know all about the Center for Internet Security, I'm sure, but did you know that their benchmarks and their framework can be used in your marketing? Well, that's what my special guest is recommending this week, and he'll be here in the next 5 minutes. You're going to love this. In the next 15 seconds, I'm going to give you the most amazing sales question that you could ask of any prospect. It's the perfect question that immediately qualifies how hot they are as a prospect and tells you exactly what they don't like about their incumbent MSP. Hey, I'm Paul Green, and don't forget, for all the content, tools, and training to market and grow your MSP, check out MSPMarketingEdge.com. So I recommend all MSPs focus their marketing efforts on building multiple audiences of people on LinkedIn and email, growing a relationship with those audiences through content marketing, and then converting them from lead to client. And the easiest way to do that is to offer them a 15-minute video call with you. It's a very low commitment first step that gives you the opportunity to ask them about their favorite subject, which is of course themselves and their business. And then you can try to set up a proper in real life sales meeting. Now, this video call is something you should offer on your website, offer it on your LinkedIn, offer it everywhere that you engage with people who are potential future prospects. And the call should consist of lots of open questions from you, exploring them, their business, their needs, their wants, their fears, and their desires. The more they talk, the less you talk, then the more engaged they will be. But there's also a very leading question that you absolutely must ask. They'll give you a one-word answer that will reveal exactly how likely they are to become a client. Here's the question. On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is terrible and 10 is world class, how do you rank your current IT support company? Ask this question and then go quiet. Give them space to think about it and answer it. And you can color grade this lead based on their answer, because you'll instantly know if they're a great prospect or just a tire kicker. If they answer 10, 9 or 8, then they're a red lead and are very happy with their incumbent MSP. So add them to your email list, wish them well, and call them back in a year to see if anything has changed. If they answer 7 or 6, then they are an amber lead. There's a high level of dissatisfaction with their incumbent MSP. Test if this is short-term unhappiness, perhaps, I don't know, maybe a support call this week wasn't handled very well, or whether or not it's actual proper long-term dissatisfaction. If it is, then they could go on to be a super hot prospect for you. And if they answer 5 or below, then they are a green lead. They are desperately unhappy and they're very likely to take action on this unhappiness at some point. They are yours for the taking, so dedicate all of your sales attention on them. By the way, for answers of 7 or below, use this follow-up question to get some understanding. Can I ask what made you give them that score? Your lead may then tell you exactly what has created their unhappiness, and this is a very powerful thing to know in the sales process that you're about to start with them.
Paul Green's MSP Marketing Podcast, still to come.
There's a website that sells amazing online tools for just a one-off payment and with huge discounts. Now, if you know about it, you'll know how addictive it can be for people like you and me, and especially when you're trying new marketing things. But if you've never heard about it, then be prepared to lose at least an hour of your life looking at all the amazing tools that you can buy. I'm going to tell you what this website is in the next 5 minutes. I know how important cybersecurity is to you and what you do on a daily basis. And I also know that one of your challenges is trying to make ordinary business owners and managers realize how important good security is and how they need to invest in it. My special guest has a fantastic approach to this, using the framework laid out by the Center for Internet Security. Let's explore how he uses that and how you can do the same in your MSP. Today's interview will show you that the CIS framework is perfect to build your marketing around.
I'm Zach Kromkowski, co-founder to Sention Managed Endpoint Hardening and first-time security entrepreneur.
And congratulations for A, being a first-time security entrepreneur, because it's awesome, right, isn't it, running your own business? And also congratulations for coming in here on the show. And we're going to talk today about how you can use cybersecurity frameworks actually as a marketing tool. So not just there to keep your clients safer, but to actually attract new people and to upsell your existing clients. Now, before we talk about that, Zach, let's have a little bit of your history. So talk us through what you've been doing and what made you start this business.
Yeah, I mean, this is a long answer, but I will do my best to keep it concise. So security is ultimately something that everyone talks about, but we realized no one really knows where to start. And my co-founding team is actually a team of 4. And when we were in university, we were told to configure our assets and do all these traditional best practices for security posture. But when we went to the real world, we realized it wasn't happening. So why in school were we being told you have to configure your asset, you have to set it to the correct state, but it didn't happen? So we realized there was a gap from what we learned in school versus the workforce today. And that gap made us question, why isn't this happening? Is school wrong? Is this not important? Or is corporate wrong to where, why aren't they doing this? What is that challenge? And that's ultimately what we sought out to figure out, is what is that challenge as to why people don't prioritize configuring their assets.
And what was the answer that you stumbled across?
That's probably a good leading point for me to answer. So the challenges we found were really a few things. The first and foremost, if we're talking about Microsoft devices, it's simply put that Intune group policy and PowerShell scripts is too difficult to keep up to date, let alone doing it once. But the number one challenge that we identified was simply that there's an innate fear of changing a setting on a machine that is being used because it might break something. It could break something on the end client end, or it could break one of the workflows you have internally at your MSP. And that is the key focus that Sention really focused on to develop a learning mode that determines, is this safe or is this not safe? And the goal here is to make the optimal solution that can change settings without causing disruption.
Got it. That's a good pitch. And what we'll do is we'll talk about Sention and what it does and how people can sort of have a look at it and try it out. We'll talk about that towards the end of the interview. It's always a good place to pop that. But that is a great pitch. What I want to really talk about is how to use a security framework as a marketing tool. Now, I never assume that every single person listens to this podcast, and we have thousands and thousands of listeners. I never want to assume that everyone understands everything because we live in a very complex and a very big world. So you're going to talk about the CIS framework. Can you explain that to me, remembering that I'm not a technical person, and I think if you can explain it well in a way that I understand, then everyone who listens to this podcast or watches the YouTube videos is going to understand it as well.
Absolutely. So CIS simply stands for Center for Internet Security. So this is a global nonprofit that is dedicated to just increasing cybersecurity readiness and response. So they are most famous for what's called the CIS controls, and they have 18 of these controls. What's interesting about this is they're not just lists of things that make up security. They are a prioritized list of 18 things you can do to increase your cybersecurity defenses. Right? So it's a step-by-step playbook on how, if an MSP has never done security, it gives you step one of what you should focus on. If it's a mature MSP who's already offering security, it gives you a roadmap of, okay, let's actually check, what am I doing today? And am I meeting this 18-point list? So I'll give an example as well. So control one, point one, is knowing your hardware asset inventory. Why is this control one or point one? You know, if you don't know your hardware assets, there's probably no way you're going to know what you need to secure, right? So knowing your asset inventory is literally control one. Control two is software asset inventory. Then control three is data protection. And control four, to reel it back to exactly where Sention lives, is all about configuring your assets, right? You can't configure your assets if you don't know your assets. So that's really in a nutshell what CIS is at a high level. They do go way further than just this 18-point list with things called implementation groups, which is a prioritized minimum requirements of what to do. For example, these 18 controls, some of them might take a little bit more understanding of security. So they also have implementation groups that say, hey, start here. One, start here too. So the other piece that they really have that's really cool is called the CIS benchmarks. And this is a prescriptive list of do this to this setting, right? Take, for example, machine inactivity timeout. Take that setting and best practices to set it to 1500 seconds. So they provide one-to-one recommendations on how to secure something very specifically. So that in a nutshell is CIS, and where it gets really exciting, and I'll let you ask a follow-up question, Paul. This is something I'm very passionate about. So to take this a step further, and I've listened to the other episodes, right? Not everyone is going to know what CIS is, especially your end clients. So why do you want to align to a framework that your end clients, the people you're selling to, aren't going to know about? And the reason is this CIS organization takes their recommendations and they will actually crosswalk it to the framework you do care about. So whether this is ISO, DORA, or in the US, CMMC, right? NIST, there's all these crosswalks that they take, hey, here's our recommendation and here's the requirement it meets in this recommendation or in this framework. So that's really in a nutshell, CIS at a high level.
Well, I think you explained that brilliantly. So thank you. Thank you for that, Zach. In fact, you've genuinely added something to my knowledge base there. My follow-up question is, of course, about the end clients. So the ordinary business Sure. owners and managers that MSPs are trying to reach. And I'm guessing they're not going to know about CIS, and therefore, you know, an MSP coming in saying, hey, I've got these 18 things, that's not really something that's going to appeal to them. So how do you recommend the MSPs take that CIS information and turn it into a framework, something useful that ordinary business owners and managers will understand?
Absolutely. So there's kind of two ways to look about this. If you're not offering security today, there's kind of one way there. But if you're already offering security today, there's another way. And I'm going to lean into a previous episode of yours I caught all about content marketing. So this list, I did say 18 controls. What I didn't mention is there's actually sub-controls. So sub-steps within these 18, and they add up to a total of 153 different controls. So if you're an MSP just starting out and you're looking, how can I make this resonate with the customer? Well, the first choice goes back to my initial answer. You don't necessarily talk about CIS. You use the CIS crosswalks to talk about the regulation and the requirements they do care about. That's the easy answer. Now, talking from a demand generation perspective and marketing and making that ROI, taking the sub controls and the main controls, so a total of 153 things, you can create content around each of these. Why does this matter? You're positioning your MSP as the subject matter expert on frameworks without even really doing too much additional work. So I gave the examples of controls 1 through 4. We'll stick on control 4. So talking about needing to configure assets. Well, we can make a content or a blog post or a graphic or just a LinkedIn post about saying, hey, something we do at MSP Name is we focus on configuring your assets. This aligns to step 4 of this framework, right? So it's now almost like a content roadmap of areas you can begin to slowly educate your customers on, hey, this is why we're doing the things. When I talk to you or when you reach out to me, you're not only going to hear the vendors I use or the security I provide, but you'll actually give them contextual understanding. And it's no longer you saying you're doing this. It's you're doing this because this authoritative governance body told me to do this, right? Talk about protecting yourself and your business, because it's not just, oh, my engineer thinks I should do this. It's I'm following best practices from a respected source to guide me in supporting you.
And do you think that actually is an advantage to be able to say to a prospect, hey, you know, we take all of the best practice that's laid out by this world organization, but we've done all the hard work, we've set out our own roadmap from that, and essentially this is the best level of protection that you'll be able to get for your business because we're going to work through this framework together. Do you think that works?
Yeah, I mean, let's put it in a different perspective too. I always try to relate things. This is something I'm personally trying to be better about, but let's just talk about getting your car worked on, right? A mechanic. So if you go to this general mechanic shop who historically only works on cars he knows, but he goes, yeah, I could probably fix your car. I work on cars like this, but I know how things work. I can look at your car and I'm going to know what to do, right? He's not an expert at your exact car model. He's not an expert at all of your internals, but he's worked on cars and he's like, yeah, I can fix this. I can make it work. And maybe you do drive off that day and it works fine, but going into that conversation with that mechanic, would I rather have the mechanic saying, oh yeah, I specialize on this framework or this type of car. I specialize on these internals because it's all I do day in, day out. Or would you rather go with the person who's kind of a catch-all, does whatever? So when you present as an MSP to your prospects, to your customers, you can now say, hey, we are not the experts. I understand I do not know everything about security. If that's what you're looking for, I'm not your guy. And the guy who says they are, they're definitely not your guy. What I do to differentiate myself as an MSP is I leverage the best practices from documented standards. And this is how I facilitate the accomplishment of this roadmap for your business. So now you're leaning into something that's already globally accepted and positioning yourself with an existing brand.
Yeah, I love this, because I guess all of this is just a Google search away anyway, right? You want, almost want the prospect looking it up saying, oh, yes, this CIS stuff. Like, oh, okay, it is a big deal. It's, you know, it's a global standard, et cetera, et cetera. And yes, I can see the power of, essentially, you've positioned yourself as we're always going to be up to date because we follow these standards. We don't miss anything because we've got this framework. But as you said, we can't, not everyone can be experts in absolutely everything. Zach, this is really good stuff. Thank you so much for this. We are definitely going to have you back on the show in the future, because I can tell you've got loads to talk about with using security as a marketing tool, which is just brilliant. Tell us a little bit more about Sention. What is it? What does it do? Who should get it? And what's the best way for us to get in touch with you and try it out?
So, best way to get in touch, always easy, starting with the last question, is I'm hilariously active on LinkedIn. That is my go-to source. Obviously, I have the YouTube channel and a podcast, but to really give the behind the scenes on Sention, we have the same methodology that I just proposed you leverage from your MSP to end clients. I have the same methodology as a vendor servicing MSPs. So that methodology is, hey, we remediate, we change settings on your workstation, on your server, on your browser. We're changing over 1,000 settings. Now, a company where, you know, maybe you have heard of us, maybe you haven't heard of us. If you haven't heard of me and I go, we're going to change 1,000 settings, do you want me to do that to your business, let alone your clients? Probably not. But when I say we're going to change these 1,000 settings to align to a standard that exists and is proven, now do you trust me a little bit more? Right. So I leverage this same best practice of putting my brand with a best practice brand that I'm encouraging you to do. Why would I encourage you to do it? Because it works. That's what we do, and it's been proven successful for us. So why can't this translate to the MSP to end client level? So that's exactly that. And Paul, you're going to have to repeat your four questions. I got like two of them.
That's fine. I think you've done a great pitch there for what Sention does. Tell us just what's the best way to get in touch with you and to try the product out?
Yep. So to get in touch with us, connecting on LinkedIn, we do have our website. Those are always best ways. And if you do want to learn more about the settings in specific that I'm talking about, I've said the word 1,000 more settings a few times today. But if you really want to understand about this, there's a webinar series that I host actually with CIS, so you can trust it, right? It's literally with the authoritative body I've been talking about. And we have a PowerPoint slide per setting. So I've actually rewritten, I think to date, about 700 different settings. I've rewritten them myself from a security point of view, from an easier to digest point of view if you don't have a security background, right? If you're just starting out, I've rewritten all of these, and I hold a weekly webinar series with CIS on my YouTube channel, on LinkedIn, so you can connect with us there. If you are looking to actually test out Sention and see where your current configuration sit, which I will note, if you're like everyone else we really work with, by default, when you get a Microsoft box, you will have 20% of your machine configured correctly. 20% in quantity terms is about 70 of 500 settings. It's not a lot done correct by default. And Paul, we can have a whole nother conversation of secure by design and why people don't distribute products with a secure by design mindset, which they should. But you are welcome to toss a website inquiry to our contact us page. Mention Paul. I will happily provide 100 free assessments to anyone who mentions Paul. That's my gift to anyone who lets me come onto the show and share kind of our mission to build better awareness about defensive security and making security marketable, right? It should be a revenue item for you. It should be generating you profits, right? There's no reason it can't. And it's a good service, right? Yeah. So mention you watched us on Paul's webinar show and you will get 100 free assessments. You'll get a full presentation and everything you need. These reports that you can get completely free will be internal usage, external usage, and they literally have a button to export as PDF and have a whole little marketing campaign that you can distribute to your clients.
And just give us your website address, Zach.
Yep. So that is going to be sention.co. So don't accidentally put the M. The M costed another 10 grand and we've put it off so far. So keep it just .co.
Paul Green's MSP Marketing Podcast. Paul's personal peer group.
Well, it's always fun to answer questions on a subject that you're passionate about, and that's why we do this part of the show. In a second, I'll tell you how to submit your own question. But first, producer James, what have we got this week?
Thanks, Paul. Well, there is an MSP in Houston, Texas that is owned by Sean, and his question isn't to do with a subject he's passionate about, it's more that he's confused about. So he's heard about this for quite a while, and his question is, what's this AppSumo thing that I keep hearing about?
Okay, stay calm. Keep your hand closely on your wallet, because AppSumo is going to prize it open and extract cash from it on a regular basis. What is it? Well, think Groupon. You remember Groupon, don't you? Groupon, but for tech-savvy entrepreneurs and business owners, so people like you and me. AppSumo is the place where new apps and other clever new businesses go to grab a whole load of customers in one go. In return, they offer a killer deal to AppSumo's database, which is estimated to be more than 1 million people. One such great offer from, my goodness, I think it was late 2020, was a lifetime deal on Publa, the social media scheduling platform. Of course, that's been sold out for years, and Publa has now become a mainstream tool. So sure, sometimes you buy a deal and the software turns out to be not quite as good as the marketing said it was, but that's okay, because with most deals you can get a refund. Now, I've bought and kept more than 40 deals since April 2013. Yes, I did check the date and the number of deals, and I do love getting their regular email with new deals, and I think you might too. Just be very, very careful that AppSumo is very good at getting you to buy software that you never actually use. You think you're going to use it, but you never actually do. Now, if you've got a question about anything in your MSP that you'd like help with, just go to the contact page at mspmarketingedge.com. And for help finding new clients for your MSP, we've created an easy-to-follow marketing system. Get that and all the content to go in it at mspmarketingedge.com.
Coming up next week.
Thank you so much for listening this week. Next week, I've got 9 marketing ideas to help you break into a new vertical.
For MSPs around the world, the MSP Marketing Podcast with Paul Green. See you next week for more tasty marketing nuggets.